Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. The coffee has kicked in. I just went up to the front lobby to get our next guest, and the sun was like right there in my eyes. It's a beautiful day out there, a little cool, but we're not going to complain too much. Mark Peterson is here from St. Clair Collision. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Along with Ray. Ray, good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you as well, Paul.
You've got a big event coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about the Cars and Coffee Show tomorrow.
Well, it's really just more about just everybody getting together with their hot rods or cars, street cars, whatever they have. It doesn't, you know, we're not going to be any discriminative down a car. You can bring a new Mustang if that's what you choose to do. But really, the point is just to get everybody together. Let's look at cars. Let's talk about, you know, what's going on in our world of automotive and with the hot rods and things like that. There's so many things that are going on this year around the area of car shows, car cruises. So it was one of those things that we thought, well, let's try to gear by together for just an unofficial, hey, let's hang out. Let's look at everybody's cool rides and some of the neat stuff that they're doing on them.
It's a sign that spring is here, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. 100%. We're all trying. We've been waiting for spring, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure. Although, I mean, wintertime is probably your busy time, too. A lot of
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's wintertime's usually our hectic time. You know, we're pretty steady all the way through the year, but wintertime certainly does heighten the shop and keeps us really busy.
All right, you got any cars that you're going to be showing off tomorrow?
I have one. I have one that I've recently purchased. It's a 35 Ford pickup that I had found, and, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to enter back into the hot rod world. I've had a few over the years, and so that's been neat. I've been puttering with that and tinkering with that, and, you know, so at the end of the day, it's one of those things that I just, when I have time, I just mess with it here and there.
Ray, what kind of cars are you drawn to?
I actually have a 72 Buick Grand Sport. Nice. It's been in the family from brand new. My great-grandfather bought it, and it's trickled down, and I actually just got that this year. So I will be displaying that car for the car show tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. How many cars do you expect to have tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. It's up in the air. There's a lot of our friends that have been saying, hey, you know, if everybody's responding, they're coming the way they are, you guys are going to be in trouble. Hopefully you got plenty of room to park, you know. Hey, listen, Ray and I were just talking about it last night. Are we going to have enough coffee? I mean, we got coffee and hot chocolate. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. There's, over 200 donuts and bagels?
Over 200 donuts, over 100 bagels, 15 gallons of coffee, and 10 gallons of hot chocolate plus some water. So
that's great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but you don't know. It's your first one, right? You're going to try it. Obviously, if it's a success, we'd like to try to do it every 5 or 6 weeks just to put the car culture together a little bit here and there and just enjoy it. Might even do an evening one just for fun at one point during the week. Who knows?
And there is great car culture here in St. Clair County, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're not around here. When I moved over here 30 whatever years it's been now, I can remember driving through town for the first time and seeing some hot rods driving around on a normal evening night. And I'm like, man, this place is really cool. It's going to be great. The cars are awesome, you know. And I was excited, and it still keeps moving. It still keeps going. There's more and more and more.
Well, and especially in the summertime, you just see some pop-up car shows that you didn't even know were going to happen. Just like, you know, there's a parking lot somewhere. All of a sudden, everybody's got their, you know, their hood popped, and they're showing off their cars. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great time. You know, we there's a couple of guys in the area that, you know, organize those cruises on Friday nights. You know, those are really cool. Those are something everybody can get together again. It's almost like our tomorrow morning cars and coffee. It's just in a different setting, in a different manner. Otherwise, you know, listen, the car culture here in the area is just tremendous.
It is. And I love the idea of the cars and coffee because this is for morning people. This is for people that don't necessarily want to stay up late. They want to get up first thing in the morning and head down and take a little cruise and take a look at some cars.
And absolutely, really, Paul, you don't even have to have a car. If you want to come in and just look at the cars,
well, sure,
they're going to be out there. You know, if you want a cup of coffee, have a donut, whatever. That's what it's about. It's just about getting everybody together and just talking about automotive and the cars and the hot rods.
Yeah, good stuff. At St. Clair Collision tomorrow from 8 a.m. Till noon, the first ever cars and coffee. But it sounds like this is something that might gain some traction.
Well, we're certain hoping so.
No, I think it's a great idea. What other car have you heard anybody say, oh, I'm going to bring my this or that or whatever?
There's one car in particular I'm excited to really see. It's one that we had done years and years ago. I won't tell you who owns it. I will tell you it's a Galaxy. That car is as nice underneath as it is on the top.
Oh, boy.
We spent a lot of time and hours and effort into that car, and I'm really excited to actually see it in one piece. It's been years since I've seen it, so that's the car I'm really looking forward to seeing.
All right. Get down to St. Clair Collision tomorrow, 8 a.m. to noon, for the cars and coffee and donuts and until it runs out, right? Yeah. Might have enough people that it will. We'll see.
Well, you know, this is, like I said, when you have the first one, you certainly try to hit to the fence, and we'll see if we make it.
Yeah, good stuff. Guys, thanks for coming in and telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck tomorrow. St. Clair Collision tomorrow, cars and coffee, 8 a.m. till noon. Check it out.